more innocent people. Anyways, this is from the chapter entitled...
Forget your name. Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes.
Close Your Eyes, killradio.org. Those of you who get that email I send out, it's basically the same question I've been saying over and over again for myself, for all of us. And it is basically just asking to look at what is next. Because I see so much of why people get stuck. The clients I work with, myself, people I just happen to meet. It's because we get comfortable, and so we settle. It is when we are willing to look, when we are willing to be visionary, to try new things, that the greatness that we are and the greatness of life comes through. So those of you who aren't on my email list, and you're totally welcome to do so, instant message me at here at the station, at Kill Radio Station. At Kill Radio, we use the handle Kill Radio Station. Also, my email address is awakeningdaily@yahoo.com. But either way, you can give me your email address and I will put you on the list by instant message me at Kill Radio Station, or you can just email me direct at awakeningdaily@yahoo.com. Either way. But basically what I'd start off with is, I'm willing to look beyond the four walls of my mind and heart, and to really see what is there without having a preconceived idea of what is there. So when we enter from that place, then we are open, just like a child is open many times to something new without any ego or hesitation or resistance, to unfolding, to uncovering what is next for each of us. So in the past couple of shows, actually more than a couple, if you want to be exact, we've been really looking at our relationships and looking at how perhaps we've been conditioned overall in our society to approach them. And through reading the book Conversations with God, Book 1, and the chapter on relationships, Chapter 8, we've really come to see that there is something more. Through no fault of our own, there is something more for us to know. And so simply what we're always doing, well, it is simple. Perhaps it doesn't feel simple sometimes. Ask me how I know. We are opening our eyes to see a more complete picture of ourselves, of our place in this world, of the world itself, of each other. And that is always the opportunity that any sort of looking at something with new eyes brings. And there are many different ways to do that. Of course, through the practice of spirituality, which I find to be very much a spiritual psychology, but also through psychology itself too. We get to move beyond these ideas that we hold on to that keep us limited and embrace what is next for each of us. And what is coming up next today in today's show is a whole bunch of music, kind of in celebration of Halloween. I like to think of Halloween as an opportunity for us to, you know, embrace the dark side in a sense, to, you know, move beyond perhaps our limited individualization of who we think we are and be someone new. It's basically what we've been talking about. So we'll be hearing from Paul Whiteman, Cronus Quartet, Betty Boop, The Ink Spots, Philip Glass, and an artist that I've learned of recently, but I think has been around for a while, called Milosh. So there's a lot of great music in store. And again, just be willing to look beyond the four walls of your mind and heart and to see what is there. Beyond the comfort of what is, beyond what we've been told, beyond the incomplete picture of who we think we are.
One day is gloomy, my hours are slumberless. Dearest, the shadows I live with are numberless. Little white flowers will never awaken you, not where the black coach of sorrow has taken you. Angels have no thought of ever returning you. Would they be angry if I thought of joining you? Gloomy Sunday. Gloomy Sunday with shadows I spend it all. My heart and I have decided to end it all. Soon there'll be candles and prayers that are sad, I know. Let them not weep, let them know that I'm glad to go. Death is no dream, for in death I'm caressing you. With the last breath of my soul, I'll be blessing you. Gloomy Sunday.
Welcome back to Close Your Eyes on KillRadio.org. We just heard two versions of Gloomy Sunday. We started off with what I believe is the original by Paul Whiteman from the 1920s, Gloomy Sunday. And then we heard a very wonderfully chilling version by the Cronus Quartet. And I just happened to stumble upon those. I already had them. And it's happened before with songs I didn't realize were versions of each other. I did it with Tim Buckley and a group called This Mortal Coil. And I wish I could remember the name of the song. But anyway, those are both versions of Gloomy Sunday. That is a song from the 1920s, I believe. And the version by Cronus Quartet just really took it to another place that you wouldn't have perhaps thought possible. And that's what I love about music. And that's what I love about playing music on this show, that creative expression, that all of that what we just heard just came out of the creative expression of minds and hearts, and obviously wasn't ultimately only intellectual in its expression. It was every aspect of our being. And if any of you are artists or have ever done anything artistic or creative, there comes that point when we move away from just deciding what it is. The decisions become more on the deep soul level rather than only the mind intellectual level. So welcome back. We've been really looking at the past couple weeks about relationships, and I've actually uploaded those shows to the archive. If you are interested in downloading them, you can also go to my MySpace page to get the links exactly, because sometimes they're not easy to find through Kill Radio's archive list. But if you go to myspace.com/close_your_eyes_1, you will find the links to those in the blogs. I list each one. And also today's show will uploaded afterwards, so you can download that about an hour after the show, so sometime around 3 o'clock. Anyway, so we've been talking about relationships, and we opened up talking about what is next for each of us, and perhaps the place to begin is how do I come to know what is next for me? And the way we really do this is we move beyond the intellect. And I am so not against the intellect. It is a tool to use. It is not a place to reside, however. And I think we've all been kind of, most of us at least, have been conditioned to live there. So how do we move beyond the intellect? Well, the only way I really know, in my experience, that what seems to be to work is to do so through meditation. And I will ask the question, not in the form of a question like I don't know, but more in the form of a command, like what is next for me? Or something similar as who am I? Or what is this? All those questions kind of make us look. And looking beyond just the eyes, but looking, sensing, experiencing beyond what perhaps our intellectual mind may be giving us a limited viewpoint on. And what I mean by that is if we approach each moment, especially ones that are repetitive, like going to work, going home, being with certain friends, if we approach them like, oh, well, this is just like last time, and then the time before that, and the time before that, and the time before that. What we do is we make it in our mind all the same, and so what happens is it may appear to be the same, and the experience ultimately will play itself out the same. If you don't get that, play with it. Look at that. Be willing to look at a situation that you do all the time. Maybe it's driving to work, or just driving, or taking the subway, or whatever. Be willing to look at it like a new experience, or to look at it like, well, what is this? What is this moment? And then after you ask the question, we don't answer it from the mind. We listen to the answer. We listen to how it's revealed. And it may be revealed in the form of a word. Just one word. It may be revealed in the form of a feeling. In conversations with God, the divine speaks, saying that most of the time when we are spoken to by the divine, it is through feeling, because that is the most accurate form of communication. There is no misunderstanding through words or anything. There's no misinterpretation. Or what may be revealed may be through an image, a color. It's just, frankly, it's very simple once we start opening ourselves up to it and it plays itself out. And it may not reveal in that moment. It may not even ever reveal on the conscious side of life, but rather on the subconscious side. And I've had that happen where I've basically just stated in my mind and heart, I'm willing to move on from this experience. It was something that I felt like, you know what, this is old. It's time. This is not really who I am. But yet I felt a hold on it. I felt it holding me. Like I was still kind of like, humanly, it was hard to let go of it because there was meaning I had attached to it. So what I did is I just said, okay, well, I'm willing to let this go. God, I am willing to let this go. And then, you know, a week later when I would have been back in that same experience, it didn't have the same sexiness to it or the same desire. It didn't have the same draw that it did before. And so the mind adjusts on its own in mind time rather than human time. And that's what's so... I always have to remind myself this experience of life, of our humanity, is it is both spiritual and human. It is both spiritual and kind of mechanical, because there's aspects of our mind, our heart, our body that are very, they move around like machines. And so they kind of have to do what they have to do. But ultimately, it is our firmware, if you will, software, firmly embedded within us, that causes these shifts to take place. And it may just take a while for everything to kind of reboot itself with the updated firmware. If I can, you know, totally sound like a tech geek right now. But it's amazing, and talking about the mind and how it all works, it's amazing how utilizing the example of the computer helps people understand. So we are this being, and our mind does work almost like a machine sometimes. And so that's where we get to be with it and just let it happen. Ask from the place of knowing what is next for me. And then trust. When we are willing to trust life, then life is responds trustworthy. It's always done unto us as we believe. So if we're willing to believe that we are divinely guided, then we will see divine guidance in many ways. When we're willing to trust, then life appears trustworthy. So that is, in a way, how we can begin by moving on, by seeing what is next, by expanding our expression, our understanding, by awakening to that which is within us is already there. If we believe that we all have potential, well, what is that? I would say that in the spiritual sense, that is our higher self that is already present, that is ready and willing to come through when we are ready and willing to receive it and express it and know it. So that is what we are up for, to evolve, to change, and to move beyond the four walls of our mind, our heart, and this experience of life that we, as we currently live it. So you're listening to Close Your Eyes on killradio.org.
to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
I don't want to set the world on fire, honey. I love you too much. I just want to start a great big flame down in your heart. You see, way down inside of me, darling, I have only one desire, and that one desire is you, and I know nobody else ain't gonna do.
I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just wanna be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. In your heart.
Close your eyes, killradio.org. Welcome back. My name is Mark Caldwell, your host. And we ended that set with the Ink Spots. I don't want to set the world on fire. And then before that, I actually played a Betty Boop cartoon, at least the soundtrack that is, since we don't have Kill Radio television. We played Betty Boop's Halloween Party. It's from 1933. I just let the soundtrack play because I thought it was so fun. I love the audio from that time period because it's silly. It's kind of... Anyway. So, welcome back. We have been talking about, I guess, gently expanding our understanding of ourselves. And what that happens, how that happens is when we simply ask, what is next for me? Ask from the place of knowing what is next for me. And we talked about how meditation, just by asking and then allowing every aspect of our being to listen, to see what is revealed, and may not ever be revealed consciously, but ultimately what we're doing is we're practicing connection. We're practicing unity, oneness. So any form of prayer, of meditation, of affirmation is simply an act of unity with the divine, with life, with each other. So even if you just think good thoughts for someone, or what religious people say, I'll pray for you, you're acknowledging the unity of all life. And we see the unity of all life on the physical side. So of course it must happen on the metaphysical side. How do we see it on the physical side is, you know, it's just very interesting how plants give off oxygen, we give off carbon dioxide, and the two harmoniously interact together. We live in a harmonious world of unity where you plant a seed in the ground, in dirt. You put a seed in dirt, you bury it, basically, so it can't get to any air. You add some water to it, you drown it, and then you let the sun bake it all day, and somehow after a while that turns into a plant, which may become a flower or food or something, a tree for shade or lumber. So it's interesting. There is a unity of all life when you really look at it, beyond how we may be operating in it, beyond how it may appear as a backdrop to our human misunderstandings, to put it nicely. But ultimately, what we are practicing is unity, is oneness. When we ask from the place of knowing and are willing to know what is next for me. So we have to move beyond this belief of separation. And depending on how you were raised, this may be something that may take some time, or may take practice. I see myself that it's a practice for me to practice to remember unity. I remember it most of the time, but there are certain times that are still, because it's based on how I'm used to doing things, that I first go to separation. You know, when the when a challenge happens, or when the quote-unquote poo hits the fan, if you will. I'm going to try to speak as politely as possible on this show. When the poo hits the fan, oftentimes for me, first place I go to separation. What does that mean? That means I go to kind of worry or fear or freaking out or whatever. When all I get to do is just remember, okay, the divine and I are one. Without having to prove anything, without having to do things a certain way, the divine and I are one. And that is where the problems of this world really ultimately come out of, is the belief in separation. If we truly understood our unity, myself included, all of us, the world would not appear as it does now. So when we are unified, that means we are empowered. We are divinely inspired. And ultimately, we can be guided and directed by the divine intelligence of life. So meditation and prayer is a practice of unity, of looking beyond our current level of understanding, the four walls of our mind and heart. And then everything demonstrates as a result from this unity. The more firmly established we are in it, the more quickly the demonstration comes to pass. So that is a part of what we get to do. We get to first be willing to know that our life is more than this. Through no fault of our own, we get to know that our life is more than this. That our true self is more than this. And then we get to know that we are one with life, with every aspect of it, both physical and metaphysical. And we get to know that as we come to recognize our unity, then the grace of this unification, the resonance, plays through, shines through us and as us. So let us be willing to practice unity rather than separation. And I think what some people think when they think of unity, of being one with God, that they have to somehow be a certain way, or perhaps they have to give up things, or it means that they have to change. The only thing that we have to change is our belief in separation. When we understand unity, then it will play itself out through us and as us, and guide us and direct us in the way that is right and perfect for each of us. So let's be willing to see how we are one. We are one with people. We are one with life. We are one with love. We are one with the divine. And so, in so doing, we can affirm that we are divinely inspired as we go forward in this coming to know ourselves anew. We get to remind ourselves that the divine expression of life that we call God is no respecter of persons, meaning doesn't play favorites, doesn't treat anyone lesser or more, which seems to be really hard for people to understand, but does not play favorites. And that we are ultimately one not only with the divine, but with the mind of the divine mind, the divine heart, and its ideas. So confusion and indecision are based on separation. Gentle decisiveness, seeing truth, being willing to understand love in a deeper way, all are expressions of unity. So that is how we get to unfold. That is how we get to renew. That is how we get to come to know ourselves as the divine knows each of us. Close your eyes. buzzkillradio.org. That was an artist by the name of Matt hyphen 101. I almost said 107 because I'm thinking of Bar 107 downtown. Tonight, John Hirschfield and Starsky, both DJs here at Kill Radio, will be DJing there. They do a show called Leisure Suite. It's the last Friday of every month at Bar 107, which is at 107 4th Street between Spring and Main in the Old Bank District. So I think that's why I was thinking of that. Anyway, that was a song called Haunted House. Before that, we heard Fingerprints with a song called The Dark Past. None of those really had anything to do with Halloween, but I just thought it was a good break, and they did sound kind of freaky in a kind of a phantasm sort of way. So we've been talking about rising above our experience. Rising above this current level of experience. And we do that by willing to look beyond what I like to call the four walls of our mind or our heart or ourself. If this was professional radio, I would have been fired just then. Anyway, praise the Lord, it's not professional radio. When we are willing to look beyond this current level of expression, this current experience of life, we get to see what is next for us. We get to see our potential. And we talked about how we get to do that. And part of the way we get to do that is through meditation, by knowing that we are unified, both physically with life and metaphysically with life. We are one with this divine expression of life that we call God. The other thing that we have to be willing to look at is, are those things that have kept us stuck. We have to be willing to look at those limiting ideas that we hold as somehow being true. We have to be willing to look at what has held us back. And that is where really the work is. That is perhaps where all the work is. Sometimes it is easy to overcome these things just by an instant understanding. Other times it takes time and practice for these limiting ideas are held deep within, are almost like institutionalized in our very fiber of our being. And it also takes bravery to look at this stuff, for it oftentimes hurts. It oftentimes is painful, because what we're looking at is the past, and perhaps aspects of it that we may not have totally resolved. We may not have totally come to terms with. And what most people do is they never come to terms with that stuff, and so they keep themselves limited. So what do we get to do? We get to be willing to be unlimited. We get to be willing to evolve. We get to be willing to look at these things and to know that, yes, it may be painful, but that is, that experience of pain is almost the, oftentimes, the mechanical side of our being. I'm trying to say this as simply as possible because it is not the simple part of life. Life is quite simple, but it is this part, it seems like, that trips us all up, is the ability to look at those aspects of ourself or those things that have happened and to really heal them or release them. It is oftentimes, it seems in my own experience and the experience of the clients that I've worked with, a painful process. it means we have to go deeper than we thought we did. And ultimately, if we accept that, that we will always have to go deeper, then we will go, then we, this process will unfold much easier. It's oftentimes when I see that I am feeling really uncomfortable, like in a kind of agitated way, and I see, wow, I'm right up against whatever it is that I need to heal or to release or to change. Doesn't ultimately mean that then the process happens overnight. Like I wake up the next day, I'm like, wow, brand new me. No, it does take time sometimes. Sometimes. Other times, I'm serious, I've had where it's instant. I understand it, I think about it for a moment, and boom, it's done. So let us be willing to look, if you know what I mean. Let us be willing to look at. Let us be willing to look at what is next and to look at what is in the way of what is next. I'm willing to look at what is next. And I'm willing to look at what is in the way of keeping me from what is next. Because ultimately, all this would really just happen. But it's those limited ideas, those what you could might call those invisible roadblocks that keep us stuck. So this process of unfoldment takes courage. And it takes patience. And it takes self-acceptance and self-love. And sometimes that is challenging because we've been conditioned that the good things happen overnight. They happen quickly. We want things to happen quickly. We've been conditioned to believe in that. And the other thing I think is helpful when we're looking at those things, those limited aspects that keep us stuck, and they're perhaps painful to explore or to look at, when they are painful to explore or to look at, then we just get to let ourselves have that experience. Just know that it is an experience that the self is having. We have to allow ourselves to have that experience to let it out rather than to hold it back, because then we keep it stuck within. And I guess that brings me to a very important point. I'm glad it just came up. When we feel these feelings, we must let ourselves feel them. Otherwise, we will impede the process. So let yourself feel whatever it is that you're feeling in the present moment. In our culture, we are so much about holding back, of not being authentic in the moment. And how else can we ultimately truly come to know ourselves until we start practicing living life in the present moment, living life in the now? So I invite all of us to just be willing to look at what is next, and to look at what is keeping us back from what is next. close your eyes. Killradio.org. That was an artist by the name of Milosh. Song called Creepy. Before that, we heard from the movie The Hours. That was Philip Glass and a song called Dead Things. And as we have talked about in the show today, that ultimately there is more to this than perhaps we realize. With the simplicity of a child, we can accept that there is more to this. There is more to us. So just be willing to accept that. Start there. That wherever any of us are at right now, in terms of our understanding of ourself, of our personal expression, that there is something is next. And it is next when we accept that it is next. That life does get to unfold and open up to the degree that we let it. So let us be willing to open up. Let us be willing to know that within us is the cause of what is next. Within us is the very invitation. So let's bring it through. Let's let it come out. Let's let it be. Simply to awaken. To our potential. Awaken to that which we are, which is more than this moment, which is more than this current level of understanding. So it is with that that I invite you to join in the meditation as we begin. In whatever way you feel comfortable in joining, please join. So if you're able to do so, you can just sit back, close your eyes if you choose. If you are sitting down, allow yourself to be in an open yet receptive body position. And if you are not able to join in the meditation in that way, just breathe in, as we all do together, and let that breath touch every point of your body. Let it fill every internal aspect of the body. So as we breathe in, the air goes up into the head, down through the neck, the chest, the stomach, down into the torso, the waist, the legs, the calves, the feet, and the toes. And as we exhale, we blow away, we take with us any hesitation, any resistance. So allow your breath to be that. Allow your breath to unfold in that way. Each breath goes within, cleanses, empowers. And then as we exhale, it takes away any resistance, any hesitation, so that we become primed open, receptive. As we breathe in life, exhale and give it back, we are simply unifying with life on the physical level. We are opening ourselves up so that that vast universe within us may meet up, may reconcile with the universe expressing all around us. So know these words with me as I speak them for each and all of us. Let them go within. Let them do their perfect work. Perfect God, perfect life within me and all around me. I am willing to awaken so that I see the divine where I have not seen it before. I awaken so that I may express the divine where I may have not expressed it before. So I am one with this life. In each moment, I'm willing to unify more deeply on the physical and metaphysical level, on the seen side of life and on the unseen side. So I unify in this moment. I unfold in this moment. So I'm willing to stretch beyond these four walls of my mind and heart to almost as if look over the fence that has been holding me here. I am willing to see what is next for me. I am willing to know what is next for me. And so I ask now from the place of knowing, what is next for me? I breathe in this divine command, and then with every aspect of my being, I listen. What is next for me? What is next for me? I command from the place of knowing. And when I am clear with this concept of asking what is next for me, then I release it. I know at the perfect time, when I am at the perfect place of being, what is next for me is revealed. in the smallest of ways or the grandest of ways, I will know. Whether it is revealed consciously or subconsciously, I know that I have stretched my mind and heart. I have allowed my consciousness to open up to what is next, to who I am, to the peace and the empowered being that is already present. So I recognize that I am one, one with life in all ways, and I am willing to practice this unity in all ways. I'm willing to know that I am supported and guided by the divine. To the degree that I know this is the degree that I experience it. So I am this perfect life. I am one with the universe. And I'm willing to see what is next for me. As I unfold, as I realign with the divine, things may come up. I am aware that that which has been holding me back, those false ideas, those misunderstandings, they may be revealed in what appears to be quite profound. So I am willing to be brave. I am willing to know that I am courageous. And to simply heal that which needs healing. To release that which needs releasing. And to allow my life to unfold. Divinely guided, supported. I am so deeply loved and adored. And I remember this as I heal that which needs healing and allow the truth of my being to reveal. So I know that I am stronger than I realize. That I am braver than I realize. That I am more empowered than I realize. So I am filled with the peace, the strength, and the power of spirit. The all-powerful mind of the divine within me dissolves and dissipates from my mind any belief in indecision, anxiety, depression, or discouragement. I am in the realm of peace. I am decisive. I am calm and poised. I am expressive and free. And I live this life satisfied, encouraged. So let us be thankful together that we have opened our minds and hearts to see what is next for each of us, for our lives, to move beyond what has been comfortable and known, and to touch upon the unknown, to embrace it, to be embraced by it. We have simply renewed ourselves in this moment. We have simply allowed ourselves to go to the next level. So with confidence and trust, we allow life to unfold. We allow ourselves to be free and open, and to see the greatness of life within ourselves, within each other, and to see it all around us in all ways. The universe is already perfect. Our place here in this time is perfect. And as spiritual beings having a human experience, we too are perfect, whole, complete, and enlightened. So we say thank you to the divine within us and all around us. We are so grateful for this opportunity to come together, to unfold, to renew. We know that you are with us at all times. And by recognizing that we are hand in hand, that we are even more greatly empowered than ever before. Thank you, Mother, Father, God. We release these words, these expressions of truth, for they have done their perfect work as they go off into the infinite. And so it is. Amen. right, I invite you to come back into this moment. You can open your eyes. You can breathe at a pace, at a level that is more conducive to normal breathing rather than meditative breathing. And I want to thank you very much for joining today. It is my sincerest intention that we all learn together. And with anything, it could just take one word or one idea that opens up a whole cavern of life that we didn't know was possible or present. Same with the music. It's my sincerest intention that it is diverse, it is fun, it is beautiful, it is touching. And so I thank you very much for listening today, for taking part. And as we close out the show, I would love to remind you that the music you hear between music sets, that meditative, beautifully repetitive music, is from a product, a thing called the Buddha Machine. And it's a simple, you can call it a sound box, but it almost looks like an old transistor radio. And it has 10 different looping sounds on it. And it's a great gift, and I have no part in it, but I got one as a gift, and I loved the music so much on it that I thought, I'm going to play that during my show. So I feel like I should point you in the right direction. They even have a website. It's based in China, so the address is a little different. It's fm3.com.cn/Buddha Machine. If you just do a search, Buddha Machine, you'll see it come up. And you'll see where also where you can buy it. So I thought I should be responsible with that. Also, I never mentioned the music during the meditation, the music that we're actually hearing underneath now. It is by Jonathan Goldman. It is from a CD called Chakra Chants. And it is actually a song for each of the chakras. And I just love its simplicity, its beauty, its diversity. Each song is very unique and different. And yet it doesn't kind of take you out of the moment. It's perfect to meditate to. So I thought I should acknowledge that. Also, in acknowledging Kill Radio, we are a non-profit and non-commercial internet radio station. We are, in fact, really about giving people the opportunity to hear alternative programming that the corporate media would never let you near due to their being controlled by profit. So I encourage you to check us out. And if you've liked what you've heard on Kill Radio, I invite you to support us in any way that you are comfortable with. We make this station run on very little, and yet we are responsible with the money that we raise ourselves, that we donate ourselves, and that people donate to us. I mean, if you go to the website, killradio.org/aboutus, that's the link exactly. There's a whole area about donations. You can see how what we make the station run on. It's very little. And you can make a donation through PayPal. We have a new PayPal account. It's kr-finance@gmail.com. But if you click on the link on our About Us page or on the main page, you'll see a link that says Donate to KR! There's also on our website, you see there's actually through Cafe Press, there's Kill Radio t-shirts. We don't make a lot of money on those, but if you'd like one, you know, visibility. The bummer is this was really hard for us. Cafe Press does not offer black t-shirts. Can you imagine how that was a real problem for us as a collective to accept that? That they're all basically white t-shirts? Anyway, I really encourage you, if you like what you hear, to support us in any way. No donation is too small, and of course, no donation is too large. And if you go to the About Us page on killradio.org, you'll see how you can make a donation through PayPal, as well as through our fiscal sponsor, which gives us our nonprofit status. So I want to just acknowledge that. And encourage you to hear the other shows that we do here at Kill Radio. For example, coming up after this show today, I will be rebroadcasting a show that I do on Mondays from 12 to 2 p.m. called Hear Here. It's an all-submission show. Bands submit their music. We play it. We have no quality control. We just play it. We just play it. Very fun. So that will be rebroadcast today. That will be the latest show of Hear Hear will be rebroadcast after today's show. Also, there's other great shows throughout the schedule. There's so many that I don't know all of them. The ones I do know, let's see, I'll just be real quick. On Wednesdays, looks like from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. is a show called Lala Fiasco. That's by DJ Pantunflas. Great show. She's one of our most talented DJs in terms of really playing music. She's great. That I've heard. Also on Thursdays from, it looks like, is it now 11 a.m. he's on? No, 10 a.m. From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. is a show called Is Good, DJed by John Hirschfield. He DJs for an hour, then interviews a band and plays them either live or plays tracks of theirs. He's been doing that show for over a year now, and there's been basically a show a week. Of course, Close Your Eyes from 12 to 2. And, well, that's it for now. Sunday, Solbroso. I can't believe it's the weekend already. Solbroso is from DJ Bonobo. That is on from, it looks like 5 to, is that 7? Yep, 5 to 7. Look at our schedule and just check it out. So you've been listening to Close Your Eyes on killradio.org. This show, of course, is about unfoldment, spirituality, for us to come to know ourselves as who we really are rather than who we are not. So it is with this in mind that we come together and that we renew ourselves. And so I'd like to close off with us just knowing that there is more for each of us. Regardless of any sort of relationship, so to speak, with God, we're already relating to God, for we are one with God. Our opportunity is to expand upon this unfoldment and to move away from the limited ways that religion has us relate to God or thinks is the only way we can relate to God. We are already relating. God is electricity. It is life. It is a force. It is a presence that is in all ways. And each of us is a unique aspect of it. So I thank you so much for listening today. I guess I'm going to end the show a little early so I can upload today's show to the archive. You'll be able to listen. You'll be able to download it later if you'd like to. But let me get that ready while I set up for the rebroadcast of Mondays Hear Hear. Great music. Great everything. Thank you very much. So I thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Close Your Eyes on KILLRadio.org.